The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Let us take a moment to relax and catch our breaths. Let us bring our focus here to this room, to this group of people, and to this moment. We bring a myriad of talents, ideas, needs, and styles, yet within this diversity, there is a common bond between us. We love this fellowship, and we are willing to work together to improve and to strengthen the community and our lives. Please open your hearts and your spirits to the life within and around us all. And please join with me this morning in centering ourselves with the ministry of the Fellowship Singers.
Big river, I hear it
If you are a dreamer, come in. If you are a dreamer, a wisher, a liar, a hoper, a prayer, a magic bean buyer. If you're a pretender, come sit by the fire, for we have some flax golden tales to spin. Come in, come in. And truly, come in, come in. I am Reverend Andrew L. Weber, part-time minister and guide to this community of ministers. Welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, a welcoming and nurturing community dedicated to inspiring spiritual growth and fellowship for adults and children, dedicated to caring for our environment, promoting social justice and equality in the larger community. Today is a special day, and this is a special gathering. It's special because you are here. Yes, I'm talking to you. Even if you're like, what? Well, he's not looking at, no, I'm talking to each, yes, you too, yes, you. I'm talking to you. You joining via technology, you here present in the room. Those of us who are here feeling at home and comfortable, those of us who are not sure of our place here or maybe not even sure of our place in the world. This is a special time because we are together. This gathering never to be reproduced exactly as it is, sharing our individual selves in the sacred time. It's also a special day for what we are doing today. Today marks the ceremonial beginning of the program year, and we start our year with this very Unitarian Universalist ritual of water communion, which we'll talk more about later. We mark the beginning to our holy time together with intention. And an intention we bring to our committee meetings, to our small group gatherings, to every Sunday service, we come together marking this to be our best selves, marking it to open our hearts to transformation. And I've asked Karen to come forward, Karen McCann to come forward, and mark the beginning of our sacred time by lighting our chalice, the symbol of our free faith. The flame of our chalice this morning is a symbol of the warmth and brightness of our connections. The flame lights our way back together again from our separate summer lives, and it lights our way forward into this new church year of promise and renewal. We continue with intentionality, with a wish both for internal and global peace as we light our peace lamp, and I encourage you to read with me the responsive reading. May peace be with us and with all the people of the world. Thank you, Karen. I sometimes repeat myself. I mean, you know that if you've been to more than one of my services, I repeat a lot of what I say. But there are hymnals available on the cart at the entrance of the room. If you want a hymnal, please get one right now or at any time during the service. And if we run out, we have more hymnals. Don't worry. And if you don't want a hymnal, don't go get one. I mean, that's you like it? Yeah, it's not all hard. This isn't difficult. We provide hymnals for those of us who read music, those of us who want something to hold during the service, those of us who have a hard time maybe seeing the screen. So we have these available for you, not required. We will continue to use the screen. We have the lyrics just as now up for the hymns we're singing today. And today, we are so very blessed in our singing by the fellowship singers to accompany us on our music. So everyone, please rise in body or in spirit. It's an invitation for our gathering hymn 361, Enter, Rejoice, and Come In.
Enter, rejoice,
Thank you so much. I'm going to move this microphone because I feel like it's blocking me. Please let me know if I don't put it back in the right spot. You'll get it. Or just do it, yes. If I make an error, which I will, which we all will in this community, either with care, let people know, or take care of it. Thanks. I might make an error. We begin with a story, one which we've shared before. Look, I repeat myself, that I'm repeating myself. This is getting meta here. But with so many tales, with so many important tales, they bear repeating because there's more truth to be had, more truth, more meaning than just one telling. Anyone may come forward to sit or stand or kneel. There will be pictures up here. I'm just going to read the story. No special pictures, not up here. It's called Higgins, A Drop with a Dream. Once upon a time, there was a drop of water named Higgins. Higgins was no ordinary drop of water. He was a drop with a dream. Higgins lived in a valley where it had not rained in a very long time, so all of the lovely green grass was turning brown, all the beautiful flowers were wilting, and all the trees were starting to droop. Higgins had a dream that one day the valley would be a beautiful place again, but what could he do? After all, he was only one drop of water. One day, Higgins decided to travel and tell others about his dream, and all the other drops listened very politely, but no one believed that his dream would come true. Higgins, said one, get your head out of the clouds. You can't spend your whole life dreaming. Higgins decided he had to do more than just talking about it to make his dream come true. So he began to think and think and think. One day, as he was walking by an old rusty bucket, one that maybe lost its handle, he came up with an idea. If enough of us drops get together in this bucket, Higgins thought, there will be enough water to sprinkle on a few flowers and maybe help them grow and become beautiful again. Eagerly, Higgins told everyone his great idea. And everyone just thought he was being foolish. That Higgins is nothing but a dreamer, they said. Higgins decided he had to do something to convince the others he was right. So he said to them, I don't know about you, but I'm getting in the bucket. I hope some of you will join me. There might be enough water to help at least some flowers grow beautiful again. So Higgins ran as hard as he could, hopped way up in the air, and landed with a kerplunk. Not a very loud kerplunk, a kerplunk in the bottom of the bucket. And there he sat, just a drop in the bucket. And for a long time, Higgins was very lonely. You can come up and see him. He's lonely in there. He's all alone. Then two other drops yelled, wait for us! And they hopped through the air and they landed in the bucket. Then 10 drops jumped through the air into the bucket. Then 30, then 50, and then hundreds of drops came from all around to hop in the bucket. And soon, as you can imagine, as more and more drops jump in, the bucket was full, completely full, but there were still more drops that wanted to join in. So they found another bucket and hopped in. And before long, there were two buckets of water, and then three, then four, then 10, then hundreds and thousands of buckets of water. Along came a powerful breeze, which I'm sure had heard the dream of Higgins, and blew over the buckets. And all the water flowed down and flowed together to make a mighty stream. Everywhere the water flowed, the grass turned green again, the flowers bloomed, the trees started to stretch up and stand tall once more. All of this happened because Higgins had a dream, and his dream came true. Because he knew that although he was just a drop in the bucket, enough drops in the bucket make a bucket full, right? And when there are enough buckets and the wind behind them, then justice will roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. Yeah, right? Now this story, It shows us a couple morals, a couple things. And Higgins shows us what is possible when many individuals come together. You can go to the next slide. I don't even remember what it is, but it's not. Oh, that's the last one. Cool. Great. Okay. Thanks, John. So it shows us what is possible. And sort of like, I don't know, say a religious gathering, right? I mean, we come together to make an impact in our lives, to make a change in the world, right? It might not be possible by one person, by ourselves. Like democracy, something's happening in November. You can't make a change by yourself, but together you can. And these are some of the reasons we join together in religious community, to be part of something larger than ourselves, to make a difference in the world. And today we gather, as do so many of our Unitarian Universalist siblings across the country, for a special Unitarian Universalist ritual, Water Communion. This worship service is unique to our faith, and it speaks directly to the fact that Unitarian Universalism is a covenantal faith. We come together in the diversity of our beliefs with a promise, a covenant, that if we can agree in love, if we can agree in love, if we can keep love at the center, then no disagreement can do us harm, right? We covenant that even when we make mistakes, when others make mistakes, we will always come back to a place of compassion. We will always strive for understanding. And I promise that I will model both of those. I will make mistakes, and I will try to come back to a place of compassion and understanding. Our Water Communion service helps us to embody this value and the inherent worth and dignity of every single person. It's a time of sharing our stories, sharing and making connections. This ceremony started at a Unitarian Universalist women's group in 1980 in Michigan, and has since then been adopted pretty much nationally as a ritual of ingathering, a ritual of connecting for a new church year. And there's more, though. There's more. There's always more, right? We could keep on going and going. What happens to the drops of the water when they jumped in the bucket together? What do you think? What happened? They filled the bucket. What happened to the drops? They became one. Anything else, right? They mixed together. It became really hard to separate. You're going to get Higgins out of the bucket after it's filled? Really hard to separate one from another. But they changed, too. They changed. Not just the volume of water changed, yes, from a drop to overflowing tens of thousands. They changed. Each individual drop went through transformation, went through alteration. They mixed a little bit. They took some from there. They gave some from there. And I'd ask us to remember that as we invite others into this community. Bless you. We're inviting others into community, but we're also inviting into ourselves that scary possibility of change, right? I mean, that invitation to come into our community includes an invitation to change for ourselves, for each other, for this fellowship. I mean, I'm a different person than when I came here just over 2 years ago because of me being here. You are all different people for you being here, whether this is your only time you've come or whether you've been coming for decades. This fellowship, right? Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, define that fellowship. Okay, well, it's different today than it was yesterday, and then tomorrow it's going to be different because those who are here, because we create it and we change. Our faith community changes each and every time someone comes through those doors. Now, I'd like to think that Higgins knew of this danger, knew of this excitement and this change. He jumped in and he led others to do the same. And the next hymn speaks to this reality. I mean, the last one did too. Don't be afraid of some change. I love that lyric. But the next one does too. Wade in the water. The theme, of course, continues the water. But as I see wade in the water, the invitation to wade in the water is just this. Come, come in our water. Come wade in the water. Be part of our community. Come, enter into something amazing. But the spirit of life we all share is going to change you. The sense of belonging and comfort will comfort you. It will also challenge through differences, through opinions. This invitation is not to be taken lightly. In the words of the hymn, which we might translate in our mind, God's gonna trouble the water. Well, it's not always gonna be an easy path to enter into community. So fellowship singers, please lead us in Wade in the Water. It's number 210 in your hymnal. And you may rise in body or in spirit.
Dressed in white, God's gonna trouble the water. The leader looks like an Israelite. God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. You see that band all dressed in red? God's gonna trouble the water. It looks like the band that Moses led. God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water.
Amen. That what we can do with live music and not videos. Music videos are fine. They're fine, but that's ministry that we sometimes miss. So thank you so much. Yes. Yeah. This morning we hold in ourselves hope, excitement, faith, seeking to be part of a community which is ever changing, ever renewing. Right? As I said, each new person, each old person, each middle, not old or new person that comes through the doors makes this community different. We change it, and that's good. You make this a better place. Yes, thank you for coming. We come together bringing our personal histories, our stories, our questions, our truths. We come here with our aspirations, our celebrations, our failures. And we covenant to share our failures, share our celebrations, that we may be uplifted, that we may be healed, challenged here in this beloved community. For sometimes it is our perceived failures which help bring new life to the world. Together, our lives intermingle to create, to change, to sustain this spiritual home. So if you brought water today, take a moment to recall what that water means to you. Hold it in your hand if you brought it. And if someone brought this coffee mug, you can come get it or you can leave it here, that's okay. The holiness of the coffee mug, I don't wanna step on that. If you haven't brought any water, take a moment to recall a special time or special place over the past year. The symbol of water may call to mind light summer showers, thunderstorms, dewy mornings, misty evenings, a moment at an ocean, a pool, a river, a lake, swimming, canoeing, camping, hiking, strolling, a city fountain. You may have in mind a moment of grief, a moment of birth or rebirth, or perhaps a mundane place whose sacredness is palpable nonetheless. Recall who you were with while there, or if you were alone. Recall what you were thinking in that special time. Hold in your mind the smell, the feel of that place and that time. We reflect upon what we bring with us from those moments, but also these moments in bottle caps and cups, but we reflect what spiritual, emotional, and other gifts we bring. So now I'm going to stop talking, and you might begin. Turn to those near you. Take some time. Share with someone. Someone whom you're like, I don't even know this person. I'm going to tell them what I bring, whether actually or what metaphorically what I bring. Acknowledge the humanity, the community around you, and briefly share your water stories with those. And if you're joining us online, feel free to chat in there and share your stories. Not yet. No, now just talk. Yeah. Thank you. There will be more time to continue sharing and learning about each other at the potluck directly following our service. So stay, come to the table. Come share your stories. And our stories have mingled like rain, like dew. So let us now join our experiences, our lives into one. Water is the very stuff of life. And as we soon will mix together, we are reminded of the interconnected web of all existence of which we are merely a part. This is the time when we bring our separate streams into a communal river. In just a moment, I will ask everyone to come forward and pour your water into the glass bowl. If you are online, feel free to hold out your water to us, to the camera, as a way of joining us. And if you wish and are able, through the week or coming weeks, come into the office and we can add it later. There are some pitchers here filled with symbolic water, which can stand for any water which you would have brought if you had remembered, right? That's part of it. Yeah, I'm going to put this one to the side. It's the two large pitchers, and it can be symbolic for whatever you would have remembered through the summer or just this morning that's sitting on your kitchen counter ready for you. As we share, we are going to sing, "There's a river flowing in my soul." And depending on the length, we're going to change where that river is flowing. Can I have the lyrics, please? "There's a river flowing in my heart, in my mind, in my home," and so on. And so this is the first verse, and then the next verse will show on the next screen, and then we'll just keep going, and we'll be flexible, and we'll step on each other's toes and get a little, but it'll be fun. So please, singers, why don't you share your water and then lead us in singing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. We see you online. Thank you for sharing your water too. And I have two more containers of water to add. The penultimate container contains water I collected while on pilgrimage to Transylvania. If you were here last month, I shared about that. The sustenance of life from the birthplace of our faith over 450 years ago. And this final glass of water is one I keep in my office through the year. It's water collected over many, many past years here at Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. It holds water brought by some of you here today, from some in this community who have moved away. It contains water brought by those who have died and are no longer with us. With the mindfulness that we come from a great foundation and that this is our foundation for the future, we add this congregational water. Please join me in a brief time of reflection and prayer for all that this bowl now holds. By our gathering here and sharing, we bless this water. We ask that the spirit of life which flows through all of us and through all things also bless this water and bless the community it represents. Spirit of all, be with us as we move together through life. Nourish us in the dry times and flow through us in the times of abundance. May our gathering together this morning be a blessing for one and all. And may we walk this year in the full awareness, as often as possible, of the sacred ties that bind each to all. Amen.
Before we begin, I'd like to introduce our fellowship singers who are with us this morning. We have two lovely sopranos, Becky Rodriguez and Gail Sayre. As altos, we have Linda Stauffer, Marion Augustine, and Nicole Russer. And bass baritone, Alan Haney. And I'm Jerry Lazaro, and I'm singing tenor. And we have a very accomplished and talented accompanist this morning, Matt Bunzik, who is really helping us out with the music.
the message of today in a nutshell, like if you were taking notes and you like want to make sure you got it all, is that our community is better because you are here. We are a more complete community because of your presence in your entirety and in your fullness. And each week we mark a special time of recognizing the both intimate nature of us being together, of us bringing our lives together and sharing those matters which bear on our heart, the joys, the lows, the sorrows, the excitements which overflow into this beloved community. And so now is the time when we open up the space to share that which overflows. If you feel so moved, please come forward. You can adjust the height just by gripping right here. Please state your name and share briefly into the microphone. If you're online, raise your physical or virtual hand and our tech group will get you all set to share. Please share.
Okay, I don't see anybody rushing to the front here in the sanctuary. We'll give the folks online one last opportunity. If you'd like to share, please raise your virtual or physical hand. And then we will turn this back over to Andrew to introduce our sung response.
We bring our time of sharing to a close with hymn number 123, Spirit of Life. We plan things so much in advance. Are you doing this one? Are you good? Great, see? In advance, we got this. Spirit of Life. Please remain seated and sing with me, Spirit of Life. Such a blessing. Thank you. Here in this place of peace, may we find hope. Here in this place of connection, may we find life-giving community. Here in this place of rest, let the unrest of our hearts turn us toward justice. Here in this place made sacred by memories of connection, let us each feel ourselves part of the new that grows from the old in the spiraling unity of years. Amen and amen. As we reach the end of our service, I have another invitation, and this is something new that I started and that we started together as a way to further embody our community, further embody the support which comes to all of us, by all of us gathered here. As we are singing our closing hymn, I invite everyone interested to come forward and take a small amount of this water for your own personal altar, to sprinkle at your house or your special place, to water your garden, to take on a pilgrimage, whatever that might be meaningful for you. And if you don't have a container, and for those online, everyone's okay. Okay. If you don't have a container or if you're online, connect with me. Come in during the week or send me an email and we can make sure that you get some of this communal holy water. So please let us sing as tranquil streams will be led once again. 145. You can rise in body or in spirit. and extinguish the chalices and close our time here together, we will move into potluck, so don't run away, don't leave, with these words by Reverend Tandy Rogers. We are a covenantal faith tradition. That covenant requires growth as a religious imperative. We are a faith tradition with radical universalism at our core, which requires a joyful invitation. It requires we pull up an empty chair and anticipate someone hungry or ready to serve or both in one. And when they come, it requires we look deeply in their eyes and say, "We've been waiting for you. Welcome home. Amen and blessed be."